keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
I get up, and nothing gets me down. You got it tough, I've seen the toughest around.
All right, welcome back to it. Good to have you here. What'd you say, Alex? All right, no problem. Just keeping a couple of things ironed out so you get to hear, you know, a little behind the scenes there. Me talking to Alex, Alex talking to me. You know, if we could just pipe him in, he's got a lot of, you know, really infuriating things to say on a daily basis. You know, you'd love Alex. Trust me, the engineer driving this train. At any rate, here's the headline from the Daily Caller. Headline from the Daily Caller, the New York Times feeding racial animosity and ignoring racial healing. You know, those who read the New York Times will say, that's outrageous. That can't possibly be true. But my next guest says that's exactly what's going on. And we'll get him in a moment. He's Ted Hayes, member of Project 21 and the Black Leadership Network's National Advisory Council. He's a longtime Los Angeles area activist, known for his work on issues such as civil rights, homelessness, immigration. He's also run for public office on several occasions. New York Times, he says, like I said, is feeding this racial animosity, ignoring racial hearing. After the shock of Charlottesville and years of concerns about racial polarization, it's deeply troubling that the NYT helped promote black separatism as a justifiable reaction. So says Ted Hayes. Ted, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm honored to be here. Good morning.
Good morning. So the New York Times feeding racial animosity and saying that black separatism is a justifiable reaction. You say that's crazy.
I'm sorry. Repeat that again, sir.
You say that the New York Times is creating this animosity and this these racial divides. Why is that?
Well, I think what's happened is that our country was born divided in July 4, 1776. And Abraham Lincoln cited very well when he said that America's a house divided against itself. However, the division of the house is not between black and white people. It's between white people and white people over the existence of black people in the country. And that wound has been here from the beginning. I mean, the Civil War, 740,000 innocent young white boys and men lost their lives over this matter. And unfortunately, the leadership in our country has never finished that work. And subsequently, foreign elements like Eastern European socialism has crept into the philosophy of our country and has agitated the wound. And black people, the African-American leadership, has become the puppets of the Democratic Party to ignorantly continue to stir up this issue with our country. But I don't think the issue is so much race.
I think that's interesting. I think it's fascinating that you say white people versus other white people concerning the treatment of black people is the actual political divide in America. And considering that, I think you might be onto something.
Absolutely correct. See, because we have been, the Democrats and the socialists primarily are very clever with this, and they use skin color, low-hanging fruit, as a reason to continue to create confusion in the country, when that is not the issue. That is a consequence of a greater issue between white people and white people over the matter of what is the Declaration of Independence really actually talking about. Does it mean all people, or does it mean certain people? Who is it talking about? Well, one group of Americans said it means all people. Mm. The other group who owned slaves said, no, it means just us. And, of course, that ended up in the Civil War. Mm. And 740,000 white boys who had nothing to do with slavery at all had to lose their lives. And Abraham Lincoln told us, the living, we need to finish what these boys died over, lest we lose the nation. And look at where we are right now. We're about to lose the nation to socialism because we haven't closed the wound.
Yeah.
We must close this wound. So we have to talk about the wound intelligently and logically.
I agree with that. I think we need to address these issues straight up, because we have to address the divide. Because the point that you have made, and me sitting here listening to you explain it, you know, and it occurs to me that when I see people throw the term racism out there, most often it's being thrown out by white people against white people concerning the treatment of other people of color, whether it's a black Americans or Hispanic Americans, whatever it may be. But people of color are usually not necessarily in the front line of the conversation. It's one white person pointing their finger at another white person or a group of white people arguing about how the treatment of other people is going, as if they would actually have a an honest perception of that relationship. I think that maybe it's a bit disingenuous, a bit hypocritical, and maybe, just maybe, the real root of this whole thing, Ted, is the fact that there's a political power weighing in the balance. So if one person can accuse the other person of being bad, in this case a racist, it will help them maintain power over the other people that aren't even in the conversation.
Absolutely correct. You look at Senator, what's her name? They call her Pocahontas? What's her name? Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
Look at her. Hollering racism. look at the Confederate iconoclasm. The people that were out there fighting over the statues were mainly white people against white people. Very few black people were involved. And all kinds of people coming into the country, Hispanic, Latinos, Asians, so-called people of color, including gays, who are saying to English-speaking white, Anglo-white, English-speaking American citizens that they are racist because the American citizens want to enforce their own laws. They're called racist. And because white people in this country, American patriots, do not know who they are, just like a person who's not secure in their own selves, they can be defined by others. And white males in this country have allowed themselves to be defined by other people who don't hate them, but are jealous of them. White men are being jealous, are envied around the world, because if white men in this country are so evil, why are all these so-called colored people rushing to come to America, even illegally, to be here? I don't remember Jews in Germany rushing to get into Nazi Germany. They were trying to get away from it. So why do you want to come to a country with a Nazi Donald Trump and Ku Klux Klan and all that stuff? Because they know better. They know that this is the best country in the world. This is where they're going to get justice.
You know, and I've been saying that for a very long time, that point being that people vote with their feet. And more than a million people a year come to America voluntarily. They're not dragged here kicking and screaming. They come here because they want to be here, because they are exactly what you just said, Ted, and that is that America is the best possible place to be, despite all the lies that are said about America on a daily basis.
You know, God help me, one day when I get the money and resources, I'm going to work out a system with a bank, with an airline, and international airlines. And I'm going to start saying, look, if you hate America, especially with my black brothers, if you think America's so bad, I'll tell you what, I have arranged for you a one-way ticket to any country in Africa that you want to go, and I'll buy you lunch on the plane with no money in your pockets. When you get there, they're going to take good care of you. So hop on the plane and go. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut and listen and learn about who and what our country is and appreciate us.
I can't do better than that. Ted Hayes, member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network's National Advisory Council, well stated, well laid out, and a good conversation. Ted, thank you so much.
Oh, well, by the way, please go to project21.org, project21.org, and learn about us, because we're getting ready to get more on the offensive. No more defensive talk. We're going after these guys. We're going to stop this racial, phony racial agenda problem that our country's facing right now.
There you go. Right? Project21.org. You heard it. You heard it right here. Project21.org. Go learn a little something today from something and somebody with a different point of view, a different perspective. Now, right after the break, your phone calls, 888-900-9966. Matt Lauer, Charlie Rose, anything you want to talk about.